Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, I think I lost my bet. I think we both lost our bets. Actually, you would have won if it was The Price is Right, because you were closer, I guess, to the amount of hours of the jury's deliberating, because you picked two and I picked one in the trial of Robert Tellis. As of this recording, we still don't have a verdict. I mean, it's Tuesday afternoon, 3:30 Central Time. They've been I don't know what's taken them so long. By the time you're listening to this, they may have a verdict. Who knows? But this has drawn out a lot longer than I thought it would.
It is. And Tony, did you just call me that asshole?
That
you
asshole.
Did, because you know that person on the Price is Right, when someone says, okay, I'm going to bet $1,000. And then the person to their right goes, I'm going to bet $1,001.
I'm like, I didn't call you an asshole on the air. I'm like, how did that? I don't think I did that. Let's go check the tape.
No, you didn't.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. You are that asshole in this scenario. But yes. I could have, I don't know. I am shocked that this was taking that long. Of course, Robert Tellis, the former Clark County Public Administrator accused of killing Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff Gurman in September of 2022. Tellis has been on trial since August 12th of 2024, with the jury receiving all evidence by the end of last week. State prosecutors argue that there is overwhelming evidence connecting Tellis to the murder, including DNA evidence discovered under Gurman's fingernails. The prosecution contends that this evidence, alongside the other testimony presented during trial, proves Tellis's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't know why I was thinking adult. I was thinking the adults are on the jury. Judge Michelle Levitt provided the jurors with instructions to guide their deliberations. Channel 13 obtained a copy of the instructions, which consist of 32 specific directives outlining the legal parameters a jury must consider in reaching a verdict. And following the judge's instructions, state prosecutor Pamela Reckerly delivered the closing arguments for the prosecution. Reckerly methodically reviewed all the evidence presented during witness testimony, highlighting the connection between Tellis and conspiracy, stating at the end of his testimony, he explained that he's a victim, or maybe it's not he was wrong, maybe he's the one who was wrong. Tellis's closing arguments, we're going to take a listen to that right here. This is the prosecution talking about all of that. Let's listen.
But you're told by the instruction that premeditation need not be for a day, an hour, or even a minute. It can be as instantaneous as successive thoughts of the mind. So what that instruction tells you is, in the law of Nevada, for premeditation, if I make a decision to kill you and I do it a month from now, that's premeditation. If I make a decision to kill and I do it a week from now, that's premeditation. If I do it an hour later, it's premeditation. If I do it a minute later, it's premeditation. If I do it a second later, it's still premeditation. And you have a video of the attack on Mr. Gurman, and clearly there's a decision made to kill him. But beyond that, you also know that Mr. Tellis took the step of leaving his phone at home prior to the murder. That's indication of premeditation and planning. You know that he bothered to disguise himself by wearing the hat and the orange outfit. That shows premeditation, a decision to kill. And you also know, most of all, that he brought a weapon over to Mr. Gurman's house, and that shows premeditation as well. So that theory of first-degree murder has been established in this case.
Tellis's attorney, Robert Draskovich, then presented his closing arguments, emphasizing the lack of definitive proof tying his client to the murder, like DNA underneath the fingernails. Draskovich pointed to a screen grab from a surveillance video showing a Yukon Denali, suggesting that the person captured in the footage had hair, while Tellis is clearly bald. It's a state's burden, and the state's burden alone to prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt, Draskovich argued, reinforcing the defense's position that there is a reasonable doubt regarding Tellis' involvement.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
I saw that screen grab. The person driving that red Yukon definitely has hair, unless it's a wig.
Do you ever consider that, considering he's wearing a fucking Raiden hat?
Yeah, I guess if you're going to wear an orange disguise with a sombrero or
blaze
some shit
orange,
like that.
Let's get it right. This is blaze orange. This is sight of the highway worker. This is hunter blaze fucking orange. The dumbest thing you could possibly wear if you're trying to kill somebody and not be seen.
Exactly. And to me, what looks like a straw sombrero.
It is. I mean, it's like that. Yeah, it's nuts.
You know, it's possible that he also had a wig on and was driving with that. But I don't know. I mean, if you look at that screen grab and it's out there in the world, you can find it. The person has hair.
Or a wig.
Now, he's been bald this entire time, like even beforehand, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, Halloween's coming. I mean,
he looked like he had
available.
He looked like he had a Halloween costume on. I mean... Yeah. It looked like he was dressed up as like a highway worker or something, you know, on the side of the road wearing the big sombrero thing and the orange.
The high viz.
So unless Gurman was killed by a radical highway employee, I'm going to take some time off the job. I'm going to put tell us his shoes on that everybody knows that he wears, the cheap Nikes. Let me grab this bag out of the garage, and I'm going to go plant it all in pieces around his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is all, and well, there's more testimony here that really, I think, debunk any little bit of nuggets that could be something else. Prosecutor Christopher Hamner delivered a rebuttal countering the defense's arguments and dismissing Telus's claims of conspiracy involving the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and the real estate group Compass Realty and Management. Hamner questioned the plausibility of such a wide-ranging conspiracy, asking jurors, why would all these entities, government workers, and small business owners be willing to sacrifice everything for Jeff Gurman? Huh? How does this make any sense at all? Here's what they said.
And here's the thing that struck me when I took over this case. I would submit to most people, probably before ever hearing about this case, had no idea what a public administrator was. He is not a U.S. senator. He is not a governor. He is not a congressperson. He is a duly elected official who manages an office of approximately 8 people. And their job is to assist people who pass away, who don't leave a will and leave property behind. The public administrator's office is not at the forefront of everyone's mind in this community. No one learns about this until who brings the office to light? Jeff Gurman. And what's amazing is if you believe that story about this conspiracy, all of these people and all of these entities were willing to sacrifice their reputation, their business, their police department, even the public administrator's office, they're all willing to put it on the line to kill a reporter, to get that guy, even though he's leaving in 3 months? Does that make a shred of sense? Absolutely not. But what it does give you a window into is what's in his mind. That is how important Mr. Telus views himself. That every single one of these people, every single one of these entities were literally willing to kill another human being who is not him, just to frame him.
It's priceless watching Telus's reactions. I highly suggest checking out the Hidden Killers YouTube channel to watch some of this shit, because it's just priceless. I mean, the guy... His reactions are so over the top. And again, I've been saying the whole time, they feel like they're learned reactions. It's the drama teacher would be telling the high school student, tone it down just a little bit. You're a little too strong on these.
Yeah, just a titch, because I feel like you're overselling it.
I think he's a sociopath. Either that or this is the best frame-up job ever, because it involves too many people for this to be a conspiracy. And I also saw a video earlier, too, of his gait, meaning the way he walks. And it was compared, it was like on a security camera of him walking, I don't know, down some hall somewhere, where it was clearly him. And then it showed the one of the killer, the one of the orange the orange suit and the hat and all that, same fucking gait.
Okay, well, that
put a
wig
on it.
Say to that.
And
people
it's
don't
still
change
the same
how
gait.
They walk.
No, they don't.
You know, I guess if you're going to be a smart criminal and you get dressed up so that nobody recognizes you, knowing that there are cameras every single, you know, block that you walk, you might want to walk a little bit differently than you normally do. If you're going to just go about your normal day walking, well, that gait is a way that people can identify you. That's almost like a fingerprint.
But he's not a smart criminal. He's someone who believes everyone will believe him. And that's, he is a textbook fucking like sociopath, narcissist that, I mean, those are the two things that come to mind with him, where he believes his own shit, I think, to a scary degree, and just believes that he's a wonderful person, that, you know, everyone will just believe him. He's, I'm sure this is someone who probably got bullied in elementary school and probably through a lot of life and had to do a lot of self-coping at a young age and had to build up a narrative in his mind about that he's a good person, that he's not a bad guy, that, that people keep picking on him and this or that for whatever reason, because he was probably awkward as a kid. There's probably something initially that started there and just constantly had to deal with that. I'd be very curious to know his background and hear what growing up was like with this guy. But I'm guessing it's a lot of shielding yourself from criticism or anything negative. That's his defense mechanism. That's all he knows. He doesn't know he can do anything other than that. He's not programmed to do anything other than that. And he's lived enough life where you're not going to change that. This is how he lives and operates. It's spooky. Let's listen to more of the closing arguments, talking about the timeline here and his own testimony. Let's hear that.
But he had no issue with anything in that timeline at first. And another thing, when the defendant testified, a lot of times he didn't use phraseology like, I didn't do this, or I didn't do that, or I didn't stab him, or I didn't go to that scene. It was never that. I mean, maybe from times he would say it, you'll check your notes, but the vast majority of the time, Mr. Tellez would say it like this. I'd like to think I wouldn't do something like this. I'd like to think that I wouldn't do that. I'd like to think I wouldn't take my children's sports balls out of the bag to use for a killing. It's an interesting phraseology. The state would submit it's a bit of a tell. Because he could have just simply said, I didn't do that. I didn't touch that bag. But that's not how he words his behavior. It's this like Monday morning quarterback. I'd like to think I wouldn't, because it's really bad. You can weigh that when you're evaluating how honest and truthful he was when testifying. And again, for all his talk about being conspired against by powerful enemies, it's actually the defendant that uses the power of his office's proprietary software to spy on and discover where Gehrman lives and what type of car he drove. He used the power of the office, Mr. Tellez. And here's another thing. Remember the map that they brought up, kind of trying to show the drive from the PA's office to Popeye's? When you study that, remember it's Analyst Hovannik's testimony. Those reports out of Axiom from the work computer aren't converted for UTC time. So he was trying to use it to say, like, I couldn't have done this at this certain time. It's not UTC converted. And then we get to, where are you? Remember, every single message between the defendant and his wife on 922 are on the timeline, with the exception of where are you?
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little something about UTC time.
Yeah.
I'm a Northern Lights chaser, mm-hmm. and I've been skunked before by not converting time. So this is universal time something or other. And if you don't convert, I mean, things are stamped a certain way so that you can view them. You know, this is a valid point.
You have to convert it.
You do.
Yeah.
And the internet does it for you beautifully. There's apps, there's all kinds of stuff. So, you know, I got skunked once because I was out like 3 hours too early and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
You know, so when that popped up, I went, oh yeah. As somebody who doesn't know that, you can sit there and claim, well, that's not me. That's not the right time. Well,
Actually,
depends on what time you're being recorded at, you know?
When we look at facts and we look at understanding how to convert things, it's pretty cut and dry. There's not a lot of debate here on that. But someone will argue it and say, well, it says, well, again, you didn't convert it and it's recording in this way. So you have to convert it for it to be accurate. That's how that works. Hamner also addressed Tellez's claims that the police were framing him, highlighting an incident where Detective Derek Joppe saved Tellez's life while he was attempting to commit suicide during his arrest. If Metro was on the conspiracy to get Tellez, why didn't they let him die in a tub? Hamner asked, challenging the logic of Tellez's narrative. Throughout the rebuttal, Tellez was visibly agitated, often putting his hand on his face, making facial expressions, and shaking his head. Detective Jaffe, who was investigating claims of bribery involving Telus and Compass Realty and management at the time of Gurman's murder, was present in the courtroom during the closing arguments, along with Detectives Taylor Tolliver and Justin Gatiss. District Attorney Steve Wolfson and members of Jeff Gurman's family also attended, as they have throughout the trial. I super glue is a part of this story where he was talking about super gluing his finger back together. It's a lovely thought. And I was starting to wonder, did he super glue his fist to his cheek? Because you'll notice, no matter what's going on, he has his hand. And I think this is a learned thing where he's like trying to look like he's inquisitive, like he's wondering what's going on. And
I think it's a crutch.
It's a total fucking crutch, and it's beyond a crutch. It's like, this is a disorder. It's like, I swear to God, he could have like super glued his fist to his cheek and you'd never know the difference. Cause he'll move around in his chair cause he's so freaking antsy, and his arm still stays stuck to his cheek, even when he's not resting his elbow on a desk. Now you'd do that if you're like resting your elbow on a desk and you put your hand up. People can do that right now at home as a little exercise. And you see, okay, well, that makes sense. Around maybe the edge of a chair. That's what I'm doing right now. But when you start moving around, it feels really fucking weird to still have your arm attached to your cheek when your elbow's not resting on anything. And that's what this guy did the whole damn time.
Yeah, his mannerisms are quite unconventional. They're not things that you would see out in normal public, for sure. They're a different dude.
They're that of a sociopath. 1,000%. So as of this moment, no verdict, but by the time you hear this, there may be one. Forgive us if you're listening to this after the fact. But of course, we will bring you that verdict if it's still not rendered yet, as soon as we get it right here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is, but he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Press the subscribe button on the ad now. Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.